Talking now with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, first of all, let's spend just a couple of minutes talking about the legacy of Senator Jim Inhofe. He's going to be our senator for the rest of this year, but he will be retiring in early January 2023. That announcement just made. This man has had a lot of impact in a positive way for agriculture.
I tell you what, when you think about agriculture and certainly the beef cattle industry in Oklahoma, and you think about friends in the policy arena, Jim Inhofe has to be on the top of the list. He has just done so much for us in a very positive manner over his tenure, both in the House and the Senate. And I think, Ron, honestly, the best, in my opinion, but one of the best and greatest examples was when he was chair of the EPW committee, the Environment Committee on the Senate side, and just really held the Obama administration to task over WOTUS. And did so much to positively impact working for agriculture and, of course, for us in the beef industry and helping push back, building barricades against bad policy and then advancing good policy regarding WOTUS when the opportunity arose. I just can't say enough. And that's just one example. But I could list a lot more regarding trade, other over-regulatory ideas and other agencies that he pushed back on, and just a true friend of the cattlemen, and he will be sorely missed.
And most certainly, it's going to cause quite a stir as far as there going to be potentially some real alignment based on the politics that could come out of this election for his final 4 years of his sixth term.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting weekend or a couple of weeks here as we see kind of who lines up to run and who makes an announcement. Of course, his chief of staff, Luke Collins, has already jumped in very quickly, and Luke's a good friend. We've worked very well with Luke, so and I'm sure there's going to be lots of others. And then how that shapes other races will be critical as well. And so I think you're right. Rural Oklahoma has an opportunity here to really highlight what we do and why we do it and how we do it and the needs we have in quite a few races. And that doesn't come along very often. And so what a great opportunity for us to tell our story and advocate for what we do and who we are.